Street, Paul. As the school year comes to a close, plans are already in motion to prepare for the 2022-23 school year, and a few new leaders will be taking on new roles as principals at area schools in September. With the retirement of longtime Reset Jr. High School Principal Susan Kotovic-Dubrule taking place, there are some big shoes left to fill. But, a familiar face is set to return to the school to fill the role. Andrea Austin will be leaving her position as principal at St. Paul Alternate Education Center, SPAEC, to step into the principal role at the grade 6-9 junior high school. Austin previously taught at Reset for 18 years, along with 5 years at Malag School prior to that. While at Reset, Austin was the assistant principal for 8 years. Then, she took on the role of principal at SPAEC in 2015, and received her 30-year teaching pin this year. I have thoroughly enjoyed my time at SPAEC and will miss both the staff and students, but I believe that change can be positive for everyone, says Austin. Throughout my career, I always looked for new opportunities to switch things up, whether that meant exploring a different teaching assignment, different grade levels, or a different school. Now was the perfect time for a change once again, as I value both the French immersion program and Catholic education, she explains. Austin went through the French immersion program herself as a youth, as did her own children. She sees her new role as principal at Reset as another opportunity to continue to grow as an educator. I am really looking forward to returning to the wonderful students and staff at Reset School. As for Kotovic-Dubrule, she says she is feeling some mixed emotions as she heads into what feels like another summer break. As in any other school year, right now I feel June tired, so it seems natural to be preparing for summer break. I know it will be different in August when I do not need to prepare for the beginning of the school year, she says. Looking back, Kotovic-Dubrule sees her career as a journey, specifically the last 2 years amid the COVID-19 pandemic. As we end the 2022 school year, I need to commend students and staff for being so resilient and able to adapt to the changes in the school system. From no cohorting, to cohorting, to no cohorting, to no gatherings to large gatherings, from masks to no masks, from no spectators to lots of spectators, and lots of snow days, it's been a year of constant change, says Kotovic-Dubrule, reflecting on the past school year. However, this has instilled patience, understanding, and kindness in our school population and stakeholders. I also believe that we now do not take anything for granted. It was so amazing to be able to finish the school year with activities like our music and art showcase, our grade 9 goodbye supper, and our athletic awards. She was thankful to be able to wrap up her teaching career in a way that resembled pre-COVID times. As for her retirement, Kotovic-Dubrule says some days she's feeling happy to retire, and other days she is feeling nervous. She also doesn't plan to go too far just yet. I know there will be days where I will miss the students and the staff, but I also know that I will be remaining in the community. This will give me the opportunity to still cheer on students at their extracurricular activities, says Kotovic-Dubrule. Aside from a few projects she would like to complete, she plans to visit her sons a bit more often in Edmonton, along with spending time with extended family. I have been telling people that I am going to see where the wind takes me. I feel there are still adventures out there awaiting me. Related story. Longtime St. Paul principal set to retire after 36 years, a new leader at SPAEC filling in for Austin at SPAEC, Brianna Malcolmson has been appointed as the new principal. Malcolmson is a familiar face to the school, and will be stepping up from her position as assistant principal to take on the role of principal at SPAEC. Speaking about taking on the new role, Malcolmson says she is both excitement and nervous. There have been some great leaders before me at SPAEC, so I am definitely just hoping I can keep their momentum going, says Malcolmson, who began her teaching career in 2008 in the Rocky View School Division. She returned to the St. Paul area in 2009, working at Two Hills School, then moving to SPAEC 7 years ago. She's been the assistant principal for the last 5 years. I am hoping that with this new change, comes an opportunity for me to continue to grow and learn. I have some really big shoes to fill, but I think I am up for the challenge, says Malcolmson. I am hoping to keep the program growing and seeing new students come through our doors. We all love the building we are in, and our program is unique and non-traditional, so we are always excited to share it and see our students succeed. Dariel Crane has been appointed assistant principal at the SPAEC for the coming year. A new principal for Murnham elsewhere in the school division, Danielle Erickson has accepted the principal position at New Murnham School, Murnham Outreach and Home Education Center. Erickson has been teaching in Murnham for 7 years, with the 2022-23 school year being her 8th year. "Of all the buildings I have taught in, Murnham has a special place in my heart," said Erickson. "It has been a wonderful building to work and learn in. The project-based learning and collaborative environment makes every year new and different, with new problems to tackle and new challenges to overcome." Speaking to taking on the role of principal, she says, "I really love the staff, students, and community. I'm looking forward to continuing to work with everyone." Erickson has worked in several schools throughout Buffalo Trail and St. Paul Education over the last 16 years. She has primarily taught junior and senior high math and science, along with physical education, foods and health. Adrian Owen was the former principal of the New Murnham School and Murnham Outreach and Homeschool Center since 2019.